Hey, Chicks in the Office listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. The brand new Zero Sugar sports drink from our friends at Body Armor provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. And whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered with great tasting flavors like Fruit Punch and Lemon Lime. Available in stores nationwide, head on over to Body Armor Store on Amazon and get yours today. This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. The brand new Zero Sugar sports drink from our friends at Body Armor provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. And whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered with great tasting flavors like Fruit Punch and Lemon Lime. Available in stores nationwide, head on over to Body Armor Store on Amazon and get yours today.
What's up, everyone? It's Chicks in the Office with Leigh and Fran, giving you that Friday energy on a Monday. Happy Monday, everyone. Happy freaking Monday. We are coming to you from Boston.
We are Boston, Massachusetts.
We are here for Caitlin Bristow's live show. We are her special guest. We're very excited. Hopefully it went well. We're recording before we go on stage. Mm-hmm. It does feel nice to be on the other side of the live shows. You know, we finished up our tour. Now our guests feel stress-free. We just got to show up, look pretty, answer questions.
You know what? I am very excited to do that because putting on our live shows, where obviously it's like, oh my God, we have to plan the whole thing. But now we just get to show up and Caitlin does an awesome job. And so should be a lot of fun. But first, let's talk a little bit about Dat Chat,
our presenting new sponsor.
Fran and I have the giggles, or just me. But Dat Chat is our new presenting sponsor. It's a new social networking app that we are loving right now. We have our Chicks in the Office group on there. We have Cutting Stems on there. And every time that we watch The Bachelorette, we will be in the Cutting Stems group on Dat Chat. I personally love Dat Chat because you just get those takes off. Okay. Yeah. You can put them out there for however long you want. You can make them disappear. Nobody can screenshot shit. So you just get those thoughts out there and it feels great. I actually last week,
you could also post and like set it to 2 minutes where if you caught it in that 2 minutes, you saw it, but if not, it's gone.
It's dangerous, but fun. That's why I love it. Last week, I didn't even live tweet. I was just on Dat Chat the whole time. So I will be doing the same thing this week. So if you want to get on Dat Chat, download it right now, make a username, join our groups, and then you could talk to us because we comment in the groups. You guys could talk about the podcast, talk about The Bachelorette, talk about the topics of the podcast, whatever it is. And then we'll jump in there once in a while, comment on your posts, upvote, downvote, whatever it is. It's just a lot of fun.
It is. And invite all your friends because you can use it messaging wise. Maybe there's a boy or a gal out there that you like and you want to, you know, send some pics.
Get those nudies off.
You can do it on Dat Chat, the cloud. It's not there. And also, maybe, you know, you had a little too much to drink. You want to delete messages. If you send messages at like 2 a.m. and you wake up at 6 and the other person hasn't seen them and you're like, oh, fuck, nah. You can delete the messages from the other person's phone so they'll never know it even happened.
Yeah, it's perfect. It's great. It's a lot of fun. And yeah, for those people in a relationship or those single people out there,
spice it up.
Get those pictures off. Get those videos off, whatever you're into.
I don't know. So you can download Dat Chat on your whatever phone you have, you know, iPhone, Android, whatever it is in the Apple Store, in the app stores. Or you can go to datchat.com/barstool, get more info, download it. Like Ree said, join the groups and let's have fun. Thanks to Dat Chat.
Thank you, Dat Chat. I want to bring something up because you just said let's have fun and it reminded me of something I thought of today. Does it not make you angry when people say let's get weird about things that are just not weird? They're like, I'm ordering pancakes this morning. Let's get weird.
Yeah, yeah,
it's like, that's not even weird. Right. You're just ordering pancakes. Something I thought of. I saw somebody wrote something on Twitter this morning. It was like, I forgot what the tweet was, but they were like, let's get weird. And in my head, I was like, that's not weird,
it's not weird
at all. Like on Dat Chat, you can get weird. It would make sense to get weird on Dat Chat. ordering pancakes for breakfast.
No.
You're not getting weird.
Right. It's just people trying to, I feel like people do that when they're trying to brag about like something cool.
Let's get weird.
Yeah.
Let's get
Vegas this weekend. Let's get weird.
Yeah. Let's get zany and quirky and weird. Like, I have no idea. It just popped in my head when you said, let's have fun. But I'm in a great mood today.
We're feeling good. This is honestly the first time in a few weeks that we are recording Sunday for Monday. It's been a while.
It has been a while. We had a nice little breakfast in the airport this morning.
We did. Like I said, you know, things have gone swimmingly so far. Shout out my favorite airport restaurant, Flatiron Tavern.
Yes.
In Terminal D of LaGuardia. We've been there 3 times in the last 4 weeks, I think.
I think it might be 4. I can't keep count. I texted Fran this morning.
Lovely breakfast at the bar.
Yeah, on my way to the airport, I text Fran. She goes, I'm sitting at the bar of the best restaurant in New York. And I just knew immediately what she was talking about. We have it down to a science.
Oh, yeah.
What we get in the evening when we have a late flight and then what we get in the morning. I had a little mimosa this morning at Flatiron Tavern. I couldn't help myself.
No.
They're going to like know your order now. They're going to be like regular, like when you walk.
Cheese plate?
To be honest, every time you go through it on your phone and you order and every time it asks you to make an account and I'm like, I should really just make an account. I do the guest checkout and honestly, after the third time, I should have made an account. I didn't, but I'll be back. So.
We're no longer guests. We should have made an account right then and there.
I said I really am only ever now going to fly Delta specifically out of Terminal D in LaGuardia or else I'm going to be so disappointed every time I fly now.
We've become those people that we must fly Delta out of LaGuardia. So
were you Comfort Plus?
Yeah, it's a 35-minute flight to Boston. And it's the small planes. Like we were eyes open, eyes closed, like land. Like it was so quick. I only went through like 8 songs.
I fell asleep a little bit.
Yeah, I was in and out.
I made a new rock playlist that I was listening to.
Yeah.
And it put me to sleep. Oh, I'm blonde again.
You are blonde again.
Quick little shout out there.
I feel like that was your weekend and watching Awkward.
Oh, yes, I wanted to talk about that. Yeah. Thank you for reminding me. So I did absolutely nothing this weekend besides watch Awkward. I'm on season 3. Great show. Awesome show. Everybody knows it from MTV. So when it was first...
I watched it when it was on TV.
When it was first on TV, I thought I was like a little young to be watching it. Like it was one of those shows that when it was on, I would catch like a little glimpse here and there and I'd be like, oh no, my ears, I'm not supposed to be watching this show. So I never fully watched it, but my sister was like, have you ever seen Awkward? You should watch from the beginning. Now I'm locked in. People keep asking me, Team Maddie, Team Jake. I'm obviously Team Maddie because
Maddie,
you could feel the chemistry between Jenna and Maddie. You cannot feel the chemistry between Jenna and Jake.
Yeah.
You just can't. Like, they like each other. Maybe they think each other is hot, but the chemistry that Maddie and Jenna have, you could feel it.
You are also not a blonde guy. Mm-mm.
No, not for you.
Maddie, way more our type.
Yeah, way more.
That was our, like, as soon as you texted that you were watching it and you asked, like, if I watched, I was like, yeah, big Maddie fan.
Yeah, my shocker. My sister was like, I was obsessed with Maddie. I'm like, yeah, it makes sense.
Totally dark makes hair, sense. Light eyes. Tall.
Oh my gosh. That's the thing. When you got Maddie standing next to Jake,
Maddie's so tall.
And Jake is, he's not short, but he looks way shorter next to Maddie.
So anytime you heard people making like you're welcome jokes,
I knew
you,
it was
you got
welcome.
It. Oh,
yes.
Okay.
I knew.
You're welcome.
I've seen the characters, like I've seen some of the show. I just never watched it from the beginning. But I'm locked in now. I'm on season 3. So that was my weekend.
That's amazing. I had a little Friendsgiving. My friend threw a party, which was very fun, of holidays we missed in 2020. So everybody got to dress up as different holidays. It was just a big costume party. I was the Easter bunny, just had a bunny onesie. It was very comfortable on like a very kind of rainy, gross day on Saturday. Perfect drinking onesie. But it was great. It was, people were Christmas, Thanksgiving, New Year's Eve, St. Patrick's Day, covered them all. It was fun.
It looked like a lot of fun. I was a little jealous, you know, but
I, You were on dog duty this weekend.
I was. Yes. I was spending a lot of time with Norman. People, yeah. I actually want to say this. People always ask about Norman. They think that like he just disappeared.
Yeah.
Norman lives at my house with me.
Yeah.
But when I sleep, we've been on tour. So like obviously a lot of traveling. My parents are obviously taking care of him.
Yeah.
When I am not there, he's not just left alone.
Right.
I hope everyone knows that. They think that I just like threw Norman to the wolves.
No,
Norman.
They think you're like that YouTuber who returned her child.
Yes. Like I would never do that. And Norman, let me tell you, is happier than ever. Like my parents don't work now. They're both retired. So they just spend every second with Norman and he's the happiest dog ever.
Yeah.
You know, I want everyone to know that.
Yeah.
He's the most spoiled puppy around.
But your parents were having a little getaway.
They went to Arizona. My dad called me last night. He was fucked up. He was so fucked up. And he's like, I gotta be honest. I'm really drunk. I was like, Dad, I could tell. He goes, No, I'm bombed. I was like, yeah, have fun. You guys have a good time. They've been in Arizona all week.
That's so funny.
Good for them.
Oh man, that is great. But it's been a very busy weekend. I feel like content wise, we're going to jump into all of it, but like just a lot of activities from everyone between Taylor Swift, Saturday Night Live, weddings, mm-hmm. like Britney's, like there was a lot, so much wedding content
and so much fashion content. Like
yeah,
I feel like there's a lot of things to talk about, a lot of looks
Kendall.
To talk about. Yeah, a lot of people are talking about Kendall this weekend. So let's get into it. We're going to start off with Taylor Swift. Obviously she released Taylor's version of Red. And of course the All Too Well short film / music video with Dylan O'Brien and Sadie Sink. So now I'm watching fucking Awkward and I'm thinking Sadie and it's confusing. We will also be talking about all the weddings and Britney Spears is officially free of her conservatorship.
Yay!
It's a huge day. And trivia is back. This is a great episode
awesome
of trivia.
Game. Shout out Gina.
Yeah, Gina, who was the lovely woman wearing the Friday Energy sweatshirt during the Jen Shah arrest, joined us for trivia, as well as her friend Katie, who was very persistent on getting them on the show.
Smart.
So let's get into it, starting off with Taylor Swift.
Hey guys, it's Big Cat and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern for the first time since Rough and Rowdy 1. Every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 this Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
Taylor Swift has officially released her version, Taylor's version of Red. People were freaking out. The 10-minute version of All Too Well. People are destroying Jake Gyllenhaal. And then, of course, we got the short film / music video with Dylan O'Brien and Sadie Sink. And this is just all anybody could talk about all weekend long.
Yeah.
My friends from high school were texting me. They were like, why does it feel like we're back in my Nissan Altima riding around listening to Red, crying about the three boys that we were dating at the time? And I was like, yeah, and I would always scream to shut it off because sad music like that would make me feel even worse about the situation.
Yeah.
But it's been a great weekend filled with Taylor Swift content.
It really, really has. So she released the whole album, which if you listen to start to finish, I believe is 2 hours and 11 minutes, 31 songs, 30 songs. And then 31 is like just Taylor's voice being like, thank you all for, you know, listening and talking about Red. It's like 20 seconds long. So there's 21 songs that we have heard. Then the new songs, Taylor's version from the vault, those ones are all fantastic. I feel like that was the order a lot of people listened to. I would say this is what I did Thursday night. I did All Too Well 10 minute first, then Better Man through the very first night, which are all the vault ones, and then start to finish full album, which I didn't do till Friday because I was tired.
Yeah. I mean 30 songs.
2 hours. Yeah, exactly.
On a Thursday night.
Exactly. But no, it's really great. And like you said, there is something that like people are talking about, you know, you see on Twitter or just whatever, talking to people who like don't really care about Taylor Swift or whatever it is, like how why do you care so much about songs that you've already heard before? But there's something about, like, I just don't think you really go back and listen to start to finish albums as much as we used to. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't really do that anymore. And I haven't listened to Red start to finish since probably like 2014. And if I do have like a Taylor Swift moment where I'm like, I just want to listen to some Taylor Swift, I have like a playlist of multiple albums combined. Mm-hmm. So you're getting different eras all in one. Listening to these albums again is literally, like you said, a time machine. Like, you're like, all of a sudden I am a freshman in college again, like in my freshman dorm. Like, mm-hmm. I'm like, holy shit, this is wild. Thinking about like the boy I met over the summer.
Yeah.
Like,
it's so weird. So, and like, wild. All those feelings come back. And also just like the weather right now too.
Yeah. Taylor might be Mother Nature. Mm-hmm. She might be Mother Nature, because Friday you woke up and it was misty and rainy and cold and you could just snuggle up. And then like around 2-3 o'clock, the sun came out and it was a beautiful evening. It was like, she gave us the perfect amount of rain just so we could listen to the album all the way through. And then they were like, get your ass outside. It's nice out.
That's a great take, saying Taylor Swift is Mother Nature. But I think that what everyone is focusing on right now is obviously All Too Well.
Yeah.
People are destroying Jake Gyllenhaal all across the internet. And so I have a few questions. And this is not like I'm Team Taylor here.
I was going to say, I have a question too. Like, what did he do other than they just broke up?
So I know what he did. I get the whole thing. He was way older than her, and he
that seems to be a common theme with Taylor and John Mayer, you know, older.
They were,
and there's plenty of other guys that were her age in there as well.
Right. But I feel like it's like everyone. And I get it. Like, I get the story she's telling, and it's like, you really feel the emotions when you're watching that music video. You feel what she was feeling at that time. And it paints a whole story. And even though Dylan O'Brien is so hot, you like love his character still, even though he's being such a dickhead. I'm wondering though, like, people just automatically now are like, let's fucking destroy Jake Gyllenhaal.
You think?
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing. And that's what I'm
like. I feel like people are kind of doing it in like a jokey way.
Oh, no. I'm seeing like legit, like, Jake Gyllenhaal needs to be canceled. And I'm like, all right.
Let's see that.
We're taking it a little too far now. Yeah.
But I mean, like, have you seen his comments like on his Instagram posts? Like, it's insane.
Oh, yeah. I'm
like, no one wants that.
But it's like, she doesn't want that either. It's just like...
Does she? I think she does.
No, I don't think she does. That's insane. She definitely does not want that.
I think but it's more
like,
of an art.
What do you expect? Like, she's releasing a song that she wrote in complete raw... Like, she told the story on Jimmy Fallon. Like, she was touring for Speak Now. She got to rehearsal and like must have been right post breakup. Like, she said she was feeling awful. Like, you also have to think she's 22-ish at this time. So like, this is hitting her really hard. There's also some theories online that perhaps she lost her virginity to Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yes, I saw, because of the scarf.
Yes. And that plays into this. But I think she just like came in. One, probably never thought this whole song would ever see the light of day. Like, she said she got in, started riffing and just like singing with the band, and this is what happened. 10 minutes of this, of different verses and everything, and this is what happened. And she said her mom went up to the sound guy after and was like, did you record that? Like, and he was like, yes. And so it gave her like the CD and whatever, so she had the whole version, and then of course cut it down for the All Too Well that you heard on the original version of Red. So did she ever think she was probably going to put out this version? I don't think so. I highly doubt it. And now that it's like 10 years later for her, I feel like she's like, fuck it, I'll put it out.
She's probably definitely not hurt by it anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
So she's like, fuck this, I'll put it out. It's 10 years ago, whatever. But now people are
Fans are experiencing
it. Yeah.
Like for the first time, and she's been sitting on it for 10 years. So she's been able to get over it, obviously.
Right. And now all the fans are acting like it just happened to her, like right now. And so, and they're also acting like it happened to them, which I get, they're dedicated fans, but I was like, whoa, a lot of hate coming towards Jake Gyllenhaal right now. Not really, like, I understand being like he was a dickhead or whatever, obviously.
Seems real, he seems real pretentious.
Yeah.
Wait, really? Because I was about to say, he seems like a cool, normal guy.
Did you listen to the song?
I don't, that's not really what I got from the vibe of the song.
But that's one side.
I'm like, did you watch the video or listen to the song?
Do you think that's like reality? Like, she's painting a picture.
Yeah, but I kind of believe that he was like Ivy douche.
Yeah, I could see like in a
way. Like talking down to a younger girl.
Taylor Swift fans believe anything she says.
Right, but people in relationships act different than they would, like, say, day to day. Like, Jake Gyllenhaal could be a super cool guy, but in a relationship, he could be a dickhead.
Like, feel like there aren't good, like, people don't have great stories about Jake Gyllenhaal.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
The only times I ever see are people kind of being like he was sort of like a jerk.
I've never really seen many stories about but I do understand the point that you're making. It's like, this is her side of the story.
Yeah.
And so,
and honestly, props to him for like, just kind of like not saying anything. Like he's just kind of,
let me tell you something. I'm not giving any credit to Jake Gyllenhaal, Noah. I know you're trying to be the boy's voice here right now.
I'm just saying like, just objectively, like,
oh, he must be going through it right now, bro.
Has Taylor Swift had any like clean breaks where like the guy wasn't a terrible, like,
absolutely, like, she's written songs about just like relationships ending that wasn't necessarily bad. Like, I don't think anything bad happened with Harry Styles. We just got great songs from it, but like, she didn't shit on Harry.
I guess not.
Not really.
Yeah, I guess not.
Dear John.
They just murdered someone together.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
But no, there are some really, like, she obviously added a ton of lyrics in the All Too Well 10-minute version. I think a lot of people really focused on the crying in a party bathroom and an actress asking me what happened, So, obviously, people are like, who's the actress? There was original thoughts it was Jennifer Aniston, but that seems to have been debunked by one of her friends on Instagram. And then I saw maybe Anne Hathaway, which I feel like could line up because Love and Other Drugs came out in 2010. So she had kind of just recently worked with him. So maybe she, like, you know, she knew him more.
I also could see Anne Hathaway being like, are you okay?
Totally. Totally. But
I can't necessarily see Jennifer Aniston doing it in a way that's like snarky, but I could and have the way.
I think my favorite line in the whole song, well, one, she talked about like him not showing up to her 21st birthday, getting along with her dad. But then there was, she said, and I was never good at telling jokes, but the punchline goes, I'll get older, but your lovers stay my age.
Ruthless. Does Jake Gyllenhaal, isn't that ruthless though? Like,
no, it's just like, it's not necessarily ruthless. It's just like, so true.
Like, right. It's like, just, it's maybe it's true, but it's not really like a dagger.
I'm pretty sure Jake Gyllenhaal's girlfriend right now is like 25.
Yeah. Like, I don't think Jake Gyllenhaal's like, oh no. I'm like, if he didn't want to date younger women, he just wouldn't.
To be honest, they also always had what seemed like a not a relationship, but afterwards, like, Jake and Taylor, I believe, like, after Red came out the first time, like, they talked about it. Like, he was like, oh, you know, you wrote all these songs. He's like, yeah. It's like,
I love how at the beginning of this, friend was like, no, people are just joking about not liking Jake Gyllenhaal. And then she was like, well, he is kind of a douche and people have terrible things to say about him.
I mean, no, I'm not, in a sense of like, I'm not sitting here being like, fuck Jake Gyllenhaal, he sucks. Like,
but people now, I feel like people have a negative perception of him mainly because Taylor Swift.
Probably. Probably. And I don't know what to tell you. This was her, This was her immediate reaction post-breakup. So we're all reading how a 22-year-old girl felt after her, you know, older boyfriend dumped her.
Which I feel like is probably relatable and accurate to a lot of young girls who date older guys.
Yeah.
Who think that, like, they're... And, like, the guy's probably like, you're so mature.
Right. And that's, like, in the video, right? Like, when they're sitting at the table mm-hmm. and he drops her hand and it's just, like, that's a whole thing.
You look so hot doing that. It's so bad. It's so bad. Dylan O'Brien looks
no, I know.
So hot.
I think a lot of people felt the same way, which was great because that really puts you more in the situation. Yes. Because, boy, Jake Gyllenhaal, good-looking guy.
Yeah, and I saw when someone wrote, like, after they're done arguing and he hugs her, and part of you's like, oh, but he was just saying, like, terrible things. But then you see him hug her, and you're like, oh. It describes the relationship probably
yeah,
really
I think,
well. Yeah,
I think Taylor also is really vying for perhaps an Oscar nomination for this. I've been seeing a lot of that for short films. Noah just made a face. Did you even watch it?
Yeah, Noah, I'm going to step in here too. I wasn't going to give you shit, but you keep making faces and saying things when you didn't watch the video or listen to the song.
No, I was just like, that was surprising. I didn't expect an Oscar nomination. I haven't seen it.
Yeah, you didn't watch it.
Exactly. It's really well done. It's really cool. It's 10 minutes. Like, it's a short film. Like, it's obviously not nominated for Best Picture, but they have a short film category.
If I was, like, a real short film director, I would just be like, of course fucking Taylor Swift is going to win this now. Like, does she actually deserve it? But, like, it's Taylor Swift, you know?
But that doesn't necessarily mean she's going to win it.
I would almost feel like, even if she got nominated, it's like...
Think about, like, Martin Scorsese, the amount of times he didn't get nominated or won, and he's, like, a big name. Meanwhile, like, other directors who are not as big of a name actually win.
Right. Or the years that Scorsese does get nominated and the movie is not that good, but he's Scorsese.
But I'm saying it's more like Meryl Streep, where it's like, she's just getting nominated because she's Meryl Streep. Like... Anything okay, she does.
I'm not going to argue with you. You didn't even watch the
No,
video.
I'm not. It could be really good. I'm just making okay, what my well, point.
I'm now you're making me not want to talk about this anymore. Like the video
I'm actually getting I'm getting mad for you. I don't usually get mad at Noah, but like he's being a little
Well, if he wants to argue with me about something he about actually this. Watched, right. then go ahead. Yes. But he hasn't even watched it. So
I didn't even say anything. I just made a surprised face.
Well, you're already saying the small town directors are gonna be pissed at Taylor Swift.
I would be.
What if it's it could be very
it
well.
It could be very good. You know what? I'll watch it.
And see, it's very good. You probably should, but I think that there also is a video coming out. Everybody can watch it on Monday, so it'll be out now at 10:00. Blake Lively's directed it, and it's the video for "I Bet You Think About Me." I think that's going to be really, really good.
Blake Lively really directing that is fucking awesome.
The "I Bet You Think About Me" is a song that I feel like was also pretty ruthless in the sense that it was just also a total like post breakup song of like, I bet you think about me when you're out at your cool indie music concerts every week. I bet you think about me in your house with your organic shoes and your $1 million couch. I bet you think about me when you say, oh my God, she's insane. She wrote a song about me. it's all very good. And great. Phoebe Bridgers was great. And Chris Stapleton's on that song. I think my favorite one from the vault might be either Better Man or Nothing New. Nothing New is heartbreaking. Heartbreaking song about like, it's crazy the difference between what she put out on the album with 22, like 22 so happy and like, I'm 22. And like, it's mm-hmm. turned into such an anthem. And then this is a song that didn't end up on the album, right? But it's like talking about how when you're young and other women are like, go out, have fun, like experience life. But then when you do, then you get criticized for it. And then like how, just talking about age and aging for women, like it's crazy. How she says, how can a person know everything at 18, but nothing at 22? And will you still want me when I'm nothing new? And the two of them also sing a part together. I know someday I'm gonna meet her. It's a fever dream, the kind of radiance you only have at 17. She'll know the way, and then she'll say, she got the map from me. I'll say, I'm happy for her, then I'll cry myself to sleep. It's like,
Lyrical genius.
She really is. She's so good. But I'm trying to think if I have other thoughts. Oh, Saturday Night Live. Fantastic. She performed, she performed the whole song with the video playing behind her. She was also in a sketch. Not, it was pre-recorded, but with Pete Davidson, which was very funny. And the song was funny too. It was like Pete talking to the other writers and just like wrote a song because they're all like, oh my God, Pete's coming. Like he's like this big star and he's like joking about it. He's like, oh, these fucking three virgins, three sad virgins.
Let's not get into a conversation about Pete Davidson. So I'll just start talking about how much I love Pete Davidson again.
Joe and Sophie went to SNL.
Saw that. Sophie Turner is like the biggest Taylor Swift
fan. She loves
and
Taylor
Swift. And it's so funny thinking that Joe Jonas dated Taylor Swift and he's probably like, come on, Soph. And Soph's just like screaming all too
well. I just think Sophie is such a cute like fangirl too because, and like with Miley Cyrus too, I feel like she loves Miley. Like to also dated Nick. Like there's so many people that between Nick and Joe that they have dated that Sophie's like, yeah, fucking love them. And I don't know.
The after party was probably crazy.
What, Noah?
I said the after party was probably crazy last night. Just with
I'm not sure if they have some connection to Jonathan Majors also, who was hosting. But like, yeah, the after party was Joe, Sophie, Blake Lively, Ryan Reynolds,
Selena,
Taylor Joy.
Can't get better than that.
Yeah, Selena Gomez.
Selena Gomez went to support as well. You kind of forget sometimes that they are friends, close. You know, you don't see them together as often, but you know, Taylor posted that TikTok and
I saw people speculating that Pete Davidson left early to go to LA to be with Kim Kardashian. Like he wasn't at the end thing where they're all standing on the stage.
Yeah. He already missed the wedding, so I don't know what he's rushing back for.
I mean, Kim Kardashian calls, you show up.
Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely true. But they did a sketch together too. On you know, there's a lot of not exactly good blood, if I think between Kim and Taylor Swift.
Certainly not. But Pete's got to do his job.
Got to do his job. He did a great job. I thought it was very funny. And you know, you throw Taylor Swift in there, it's like, oh sweet, like Pete Davidson's writing songs for SNL with Taylor Swift on it.
Guy just keeps winning.
I kind of felt bad for Jonathan Majors. Like, he was technically the host. Nobody, like, I don't know why Taylor Swift didn't just host and perform.
She should have. Maybe
it was just, like, she just didn't want to put too much on her plate. But, yeah, she was the star of the night.
Obviously. Because you have such a big weekend like that, everyone's just going to be talking about Taylor Swift.
Yeah, exactly. And now we have a new video with Blake Lively. It's just her directorial debut, Blake Lively. Pretty cool. Very exciting. I'm going to keep listening to Red. That's all. I listened to it on the plane. Listened to it. I was singing when we got here. I'm going to continue to do so.
As you should.
Are you looking for relief, relaxation, or to party on the motherfucking moon? Then check out 3Chi's new True Strains lineup of cannabis vapes and gummies tailored for specific effects. And the best part? It's delivered straight to your door. Visit 3Chi.com. That's 3CHI.com. And for a limited time, get 20% off with the code BARSTOOL20.
Britney Spears is officially free, everyone. Her conservatorship has
clapping on this podcast.
Yes, her conservatorship has come to an end after many, many years. She is now free. She's posting about it on Instagram. Her boyfriend's posting about it on Instagram. This is what everyone has wanted, and it has now happened.
So excited for her. So happy for her. It's got to be such an incredible relief that this happened, that now she can kind of just do as she pleases. Her money is her money. And I do think, like, you know, of course, everybody's immediate reaction and thoughts has gone like, well, let's really hope that the media kind of gives her some time to breathe here. She isn't chased down by paparazzi every 2 seconds. And she can kind of like do her own stuff, but it was great. She was posting like videos from outside the courthouse of all her fans, all excited. And like you said, her boyfriend was posting, but she wrote, "Good God, I love my fans so much. It's crazy. I think I'm going to cry the rest of the day. Best day ever. Praise the Lord. Can I get an amen? #freed Britney."
honestly, it's amazing because the relief she must feel right now after so many years. And I feel like it went quickly this past year. I feel like they got the ball moving as soon as she was able to get that great lawyer who actually helped her out. As soon as her dad was removed, it was like, boom, boom, boom. Here we go. Now she's free. Now it's like we wait and see what happens next. But for now, it's like she should be able to do whatever she wants and see what happens.
I'm just very happy we got to this point. Did you see, I don't know if you saw this, but there were some posts from people who, it was in the New York Times, but I think another, I don't know if this came out a while ago. I've kind of lost track of the Free Britney like documentaries. Yeah. I feel like they've there's so many of them. But this one I think was called Controlling Britney Spears. And there was evidence of a security company hired by the conservatorship, like, and Jamie, that were like, you know, quote unquote spying, but like keeping tabs on all the people that were like posting about Free Britney, like from the beginning. So like Britney's Graham, like, you know, we've had them on our show, like all named in this article being like, yeah, like they had a security company like looking into them and watching them and because they were starting this movement that obviously exploded. But pretty crazy like that. That's, you know, they were trying to get Britney out of something and we're kind of being like spied on the whole time. But this is the end for Jamie Spears. See you later.
I think it's the end for the entire Spears family besides Britney.
I did see a post at the end of last week, maybe that was, I think maybe it was like an excerpt from Jamie Lynn's book of like them when she got pregnant at 16, her family like kept Britney away from her. I don't know. It's weird. Interesting. Because of course, Jamie Lynn very much has her own story. The way that they handled Britney makes me think that the family wasn't exactly great when Jamie Lynn got pregnant at 16.
Oh, there's no way they were a supportive family to Jamie Lynn Spears. I honestly feel, I think that Jamie Lynn Spears is also fucked up, but I also feel bad for her at the same time because she had the same parents as Britney Spears and she's going to be fucked up because of her parents. It all, at the end of the day, a lot of times it comes down to how you were raised. And if you got fucked up parents like those two, then you're probably going to be a little fucked up too. And I think that is what happened to Jamie Lynn Spears. And also think about Jamie Lynn also being in the spotlight at a young age. She had her own show dedicated to her, Zoe 101. Her parents were probably taking her shit back then. Like, she's probably,
cashing her Zoe 101 paychecks.
They're probably still cashing in from Jamie Lynn Spears. Steel Magnolias. They're probably taking checks from that. Like, I don't think anyone's safe in that family. I feel the grandchildren, I hope that they're safe.
Yeah. I know. It is nice, too, seeing Britney, like, out and about with her sons. I feel like we haven't seen that in a while. So just being able to go and, like, do what she wants. And I am so excited.
Go to the doctor. Be engaged.
I'm so excited for whatever, like, not even life-wise, because she can do whatever she wants, but, like, I'm excited work-wise, if she wants to, what is the next thing she does? Because she'll definitely, like, get paid a bajillion dollars, whether it's some TV special or a book or a movie or a show, like, whatever it is. And I don't know if it'll be soon or later or whatever, but I feel like eventually it will happen where she gets to actually tell her side of things, like, fully, and boy, will that, and I hope, and she will, but she will get so much money.
And she will probably make back a lot of the money that she lost from her father, which obviously she should, and also get her story out there. Not only is she going to make a lot of money, people are going to know what she actually went through, which is very important because probably gives a little insight and a little warning to other child actresses, actors, musicians out there that got to be aware of their parents because this shit happens. Like there was, When I did acting when I was younger, I had to get this thing called a Coogan account because there was somebody, I forget her first name, but like the last name was Coogan. And like this girl's parents stole all of her money. And so they make you get this account and you can't touch it. And your parents can't touch it until you're 18 because somebody stole all this girl's money.
Yeah. It's crazy. And it is really crazy to think that we have been talking about this for so long and it happened. I still really can't believe it. There were so many months where it really felt like nothing was going in the right direction.
It kind of felt like everyone was just screaming Free Britney for fun.
At
one point, just
without like even
like
really knowing why.
Yes. Yeah. And now it's like, oh, it actually happened.
Yeah, exactly. So we could not be more happy for Brittany and whatever she decides to do next. Weddings galore this weekend. Nothing but weddings. We had Paris Hilton. She got married 11/11. Great date, great wedding anniversary.
It is a great one.
I think a lot of people were like, wow, why'd she get married on a Thursday? It's like, come on. Paris Hilton obviously wanted to get married on 11/11. It was all for the date. Simon Hawk got married. So there was a lot of Kardashian content there. Lauren Perez got married. That's, you know, she's very close with Kendall and Haley Bella, all the, you know, the model squad. Two of them, Kendall and Bella were in the bridal party. Ben Higgins, he got married this weekend. It was just
congrats, Ben Higgins.
All over Instagram, I felt like I was just watching videos from after parties, rehearsal dinners, like everything. It was just nonstop. But I think let's start and like let's talk about Kendall because that was such a huge topic. Yeah. Kendall, it was a beach wedding, gorgeous. She had a bridesmaid's dress, like they all had bridesmaid dresses, but then she changed and she wore this black dress that I really don't even know how to describe. It was
just
like
cutouts
all the way down from like head to toe, not head to toe, but like head to crotch.
Yeah. Major under boob.
It just really covered the nipples and nothing else. But look, you can say, is this like a little much for a wedding? You don't want to try and outshine the bride. Mm-hmm. If you have Kendall Jenner and Bella Hadid in your bridal party, you know what you're signing up for. I saw so many people being like, that's disrespectful to the bride. It's like, is it? I'm sure the bride knows what her friends are going to wear. And it's fucking Kendall Jenner. You're not going to tell her to cover up.
Also, they wore the bridesmaids' dresses to the wedding.
Yeah.
It was the after party that she changed into.
Exactly.
And like you said, if they are bridesmaids to this woman, if they are bridesmaids to this lady, then she knows what they're going to be wearing to the after party.
Yeah.
She knows what they're getting into. If she had a problem with it, I'm sure she would fucking say it. Like, I don't know why people are so upset. They're like, I would never invite a Kardashian or a Jenner to my wedding if they're going to show up like this. Bitch, they would never come to your wedding. That's why.
Yeah. Like, yeah, please give me a break. She looked absolutely stunning. This is what I'm saying. Like, Kendall Jenner will wear whatever she wants and be talked about. And yes, like, you know, was she kind of out and free? Yeah. Do it. It's a wedding. She's having a fun time.
They're like, look at the bride, what she's wearing. Obviously, the bride is going to be in a wedding gown.
Right, right.
It's her wedding.
Right, exactly. Paris Hilton, finally, this is the one. Carter, she's got a new Peacock series out right now also to like watch the build up to this wedding. But the wedding looked stunning. Absolutely stunning. Mindy Weiss I don't know if she did Paris's wedding. I know she did Simon's. I feel like she's a busy lady. Paris had like six different dresses, I feel like. I might be more, might be less, but there was a lot. It looked so beautiful. Her one main gown, stunning.
Absolutely stunning, super classy and beautiful.
Yeah,
I will say I love that I only saw pictures of Paris Hilton. Like I did not see her and Carter. I just saw Paris Hilton. Even at her after party, she was posting all these stories on her Instagram of fun pink dress.
Yeah.
She's posting all these stories with like random influencers and other celebrities there. I don't see one with her husband and I love it. I'm like, this is so Paris Hilton. She's probably having the time of her life at her after party. She'll meet with her husband later, but she's just happy to be there.
So much fun. And then there was like you said, a big the next day, Santa Monica Pier, like festival almost, like a Paris Hilton festival. That looked awesome. And it was funny. I saw Kyle post on her story, Kyle Richards, and, you know, Paris is her niece. And it was like, she had this giant face mask on and it was on Saturday. And she was just like, she couldn't move her face. And she was like, getting ready for day three of Paris's wedding celebrations. Like, just like, there are more parties, more stuff to go to. But like I said, everything looked so fun. Simon's wedding looked amazing as well. So handsome.
Kim
gave a speech that apparently brought the house down. It was so funny. Everyone's joking like, SNL Kim coming out. She's out here making funny speeches.
Hanging out with Pete Davidson a lot. The funny bones coming out.
Yeah, she's cracking jokes. She's making jokes about her own weddings.
You think Pete helped her a little bit?
I wouldn't be surprised. You know, she's kind of being like, I don't know why you asked me to talk. I don't really have a lot of successful marriage tips.
Classic but Kim.
It was,
That's why I love Kim Kardashian. She's so fucking funny, and people like don't give her that credit enough. I think they are now, but she is very self-aware. I don't, when people act like the Kardashians are not self-aware, I'm like, are you even paying attention? They clearly know what their brand is, and they lean into it, and they're very funny.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I think that I'm saying the same thing over and over again too, of just how good everyone looked. Khloé, also stunning.
Yeah. I think that everyone like crushed their wedding looks this weekend. As much as people want to like complain about Kendall Jenner or whatever, I think that the wedding guests at every wedding looked so good. And I don't know, I'm like, I didn't have any issues with what anybody was wearing. I enjoyed it all. I think that all the weddings looked beautiful and a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm with you. I love wedding content. There's certain events that it's like, oh, FOMO, this looks like it'd be so fun. Something about weddings, I just like to watch. Mm-hmm. I don't need to be there. Uh-huh. I just like to watch. And there were so many, like I said, so many good ones this weekend that you just have to like tip your cap because everybody did a great job. They were all so, the place, the table settings, the tables, the flowers, the venues, the everything's beautiful.
Think about the people trying to decide which weddings to go to though. There were some of them hit 2, 3.
I do think a lot of folks in LA had like a Paris. I mean, look at Kim. Kim had Paris's wedding and Simon's wedding. They had all, you know, multiple weddings together. I think
Lauren's was in Miami.
Yeah. Crazy. But everybody definitely like made it around to all the spots. There was a great picture of Kim helping Paris with her, like with the train of her dress. Nicole Richie was at Paris's wedding. Mm-hmm. Looked like a great time all around. I wonder what, and I just feel like the celebrations for Paris continues. And then across the country, Nashville, bachelor wedding, got all the bachelor people together. Ben Higgins married Jess Clark. I think, they've been engaged for a while. They've had COVID delays and things like that, but they finally got married and just looked so happy.
Congrats to those two. I'm happy for wholesome. Ben Higgins.
Those two couldn't be more wholesome.
No, they really are. I'm like, oh, if only I had a little ounce of innocence like they do.
Yep. There could not be more wholesome. And that, once again, another one. Looked like it was a blast. There's really not anything bad to say about weddings, are there?
No. You can't be like, that wedding looks like it sucked.
Yeah, they all
They always look like a good time.
They all looked great. We have an awesome game of Beat Rhea and Fran. Like we said, great guests, a great duo coming on that we just, once again, had to say thank you to for giving us that Salt Lake City moment. So we're going to get into that.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back for another game of Beat Rhea and Fran. This is game 24, and we are joined by two very special ladies, Gina and Katie. Fun fact about Gina, she was the lovely woman.
Good fuck.
God. She was the lovely woman. I was trying to get it right, and I got it
and
wrong.
And then you said women instead.
Yeah, sorry. Let me take that back, but leave that in at the same time. She was the lovely woman wearing our Friday Energy sweatshirt during the Jen Shah arrest on Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, an iconic moment that will live on forever. And we got a million trillion DMs about this. And shout out to Katie, who DM'd everybody to get you guys on here. And thankfully, we got in touch with you guys. So welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us. We're very excited.
So excited to be here.
Yeah. I think it was maybe Devin who sent like the screenshot, because you know Devin's good with her social. Mm-hmm. And I was like, send that to Noah right now. We need to have them on.
Katie DM'd me, emailed me, like
I was on it. Good, because
my publicist, yes.
We like we saw the preview, right? Like when the trailer for the season came out, there was a split second and we were like, that girl is wearing a Chicks in the Office sweatshirt. And then when we finally got to the episode, it was like featured. My friends were dying. They were texting me and they were like, literally, here were the logos. Homeland Security, NYPD, Chicks in the Office, Run Energy.
It was unbelievable.
Oh, man. Like, what can you, like, what do you, your biggest takeaway from that day, Gina?
It was like, what you saw happen was very, like, real life. It was just the craziest thing you could ever imagine. So that probably happened around 10, and my day started around 5. So I was up, you know, getting coffee, getting breakfast. And it was just one of those mornings where everything that could have went wrong, went wrong. Car batteries were dying. So by the time we were literally finally, Jen was like leaving, whatever. So finally we're like, all right, we're going to leave. Like we have to go. We have to get this day started. And then the cops show up. And
how exactly are you?
Yeah, what is your job? Yeah, I guess that's a good question.
So I'm a production coordinator. I work for the production company for that show. Excuse me, it was Shed Media. So I work for the production company. So my title's production coordinator. So,
oh yeah. Man, what a moment!
Yeah, it was
iconic. Yeah.
What was going?
I was very happy.
Yeah, what was going through your mind?
Very happy that I had your clothes on.
What was going through your mind when the police showed up?
I didn't know what was going on. I just was like, all right, I had to get all their information. So I got all their badges, all their phone numbers, because people thought it was maybe a prank. People thought it was strippers. Like no one knew, obviously no one knew what was happening. So it was just insane.
Because the way that the like Homeland Security was asking, right? Because they obviously like can't say why they're there.
Yeah.
So they're like, we're looking for Jen. We just want to know if she's okay. It's like, what?
Yeah.
Like, it's such a weird line of questioning where it's like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Incredible moment. We are officially like cemented in Bravo history, like Hall of Fame moments. I honestly want that sweatshirt, specifically that sweatshirt, to be in the clubhouse, like to be in Andy's clubhouse. I think it deserves it.
It's one of the biggest
Andy,
moments.
Come on,
in Real Housewives.
Come on, Andy.
Think about it.
Just think about it because it was a massive part of this moment. It was incredible. But we are so excited to have you guys play with us. It was a perfect way to chat and have some fun. This is game 24. As Rhea said, we're going to play. It's 15 questions. We will alternate, who gets to go. And if you get a question wrong, the other team can steal. Whoever has the most points at the end of the game is the winner. If it's tied, there will be an overtime. And to determine who goes first, Noah will give us a movie on Rotten Tomatoes. We have to guess the Rotten Tomatoes score, I should say. It's not on Rotten Tomatoes. So we have to guess the Rotten Tomatoes score. And we'll go back and forth on that. And whoever's closest will get to go first. So, Noah, what is today's movie?
Today's movie is The Breakup.
Okay.
You guys go first.
The Breakup. Gina, you want to go first?
Sure. I'm going to say 55.
Damn, I was going to say 52.
And I was thinking middle of the line.
I'm going 39. Back to you.
I'm going to go lower. Let's see. I'll do 28.
I think it's low. I don't think it's high. I'm going to go 43.
It's 34, so Rhea's the closest.
Yes.
Oh.
What did you say, never Rhea?
She said 39.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Hey.
So first question.
Not often.
That was close. You were only close by.
By one.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, first question to Rhea and Fran. Shout out Abby from Connecticut. Ed Sheeran has released 4 albums with titles that are mathematical symbols. Name these 4 albums in the order of their release.
I have no idea.
Literally. You know the mathematical symbols. Like, there's 4. It's the 4 big ones.
But no, it's plus,
four.
Minus,
it's the big four.
It's plus,
minus, divide, times.
Or, no, there's no minus. It's plus.
Addition, no, but subtraction, multiplication, division.
Oh.
So there is a minus, a plus, minus, times, divide.
All right, I'm going to give you 15 seconds.
Multiplication, subtraction, division. No, but the last one that just came out is an equal sign. So it's not those four. Like, the last one, the album that just came out is an equal sign. So
that's correct.
Yeah. So there's one that's an X. That's a multiplication. Mm-hmm. There's one that's division. Multiplication, addition, subtraction.
My head hurts.
Is that...
All right, you know what?
Four? Multi- X?
The time division, is up, but equal. You should probably get some more time.
No, don't give us more
time. No, I'm just saying, like, I should have just said... I probably should have just said the symbols for you to choose from.
Yeah. All I know is... honestly, we're not going to get it anyway, because okay. All I know is the last one is an equal sign.
Okay.
The one that,
okay,
the so last one that came out.
Please pass.
I don't know the
I'm
order.
Very bad at math.
It has nothing to do with math.
Yeah, but once you start throwing any of those names in there,
yeah,
the brain
asking
just...
asking about mathematical symbols, it lost us.
Okay,
you completely lost me.
Gina and Katie.
Okay, I know that the one that just came out is equals, and the first one I think is divide, right, Gina?
That's with Castle on the Hills, definitely with Divide.
Yeah.
Was that the first album he came out with?
Divide. It's divide, multiply, subtract, and equals. There's no addition.
Okay.
But I don't know. I don't know what the
I think just go with that order. That order sounds good.
From first to last.
Divide, multiply. Oh, from first to last?
Yes.
Is divide first, G, do you think?
Just
do
it. You have 5 seconds.
Just say it.
Okay, divide, multiply, subtract, equals.
Incorrect. The correct answer is plus, times, divide, equals.
Plus, times, divide. Okay. I'm just I'm just picturing the album cover. Yeah, I have to look at the. Okay.
Yeah.
He had other albums in between.
But. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Still zero.
Hot starts.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. We're rusty.
My head is
hot. That wasn't going to be good.
From that.
Yeah. Yeah. Big time.
We're just here for the good time.
Right. I feel like I'm doing multiplication problems.
Yeah. Just for a good time.
I'm starting writing on the tables. Like, I'm bugging me out. Go to the next question, please. Yeah.
Okay. Question number two. Shout out Abby. Not Abby from Connecticut. Just Abby.
Different Abby.
Okay. Just Abby.
Not from Connecticut.
Abby from an undisclosed,
but could be from Connecticut.
Undisclosed location. She could be, I guess.
Yeah.
All right. Question number two to Gene and Katie. Which couple has the largest age gap? A, Beyonce and Jay-Z. B, Priyanka and Nick Jonas. C, Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds. D, Chrissy Teigen and John Legend.
It has to be Priyanka and Nick, right?
I think so. I don't know how old John Legend is, though.
No.
Well, I think we just go with Priyanka and Nick.
Yeah.
Yeah, Priyanka and Nick, final answer.
Incorrect.
I think it might be Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Are they 10 or more than that? I sneaky think it might be Blake and Ryan. Ryan's like older than, I think.
Maybe. Maybe it's Blake and Ryan.
15 seconds.
Let's go Blake and Ryan.
Okay. Blake and Ryan, final answer.
Incorrect.
Oh, it is Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Beyonce and Jay-Z are 12. Blake and Ryan are 11. And then Priyanka and Nick are 10.
I wish I just trusted my instincts.
Chris and John are 7.
I wish.
Sorry, Rhea.
I know. No, it's my bad. I should have stuck to my guns.
Okay, question number three, still tied at zero. This is to Rhea and Fran. Shout out Zoe from the UP of Michigan. What does that mean?
I don't
upper
know.
Peninsula.
Well, Zoe from the UP of Michigan. What episode in
season... Katie said Upper Peninsula, so maybe
okay.
Yep. Gonna trust Katie on that one.
What episode in season one was the infamous Chuck and Blair limousine scene?
Episode 7.
I wasn't even listening to the question. Can you say
the
it one more time?
The famous limousine scene with Chuck and Blair when they have sex for the first time.
What episode?
Of season...
Victoria Victrola or something.
You sound very confident.
Seconds.
I would say do it.
I'm going to go episode 7.
Correct.
Yes.
1 point.
Oh, that was good.
With Me, Please by Sum 41 in the limousine. I've watched this episode a lot of times.
All right. 1-0 Rhea and Fran. Question number 4 to Gina and Katie. Shout out Maggie for this. Harry Potter question.
Oh, boy.
Name Harry, Ron, and Hermione's pets plus their names in Harry Potter.
We literally said we're like any Harry Potter question we don't have.
Yeah.
You guys haven't seen
Not
it?
Not fans. Sorry, guys.
Have you guys seen any Harry Potter movies? Oh, wow. That's so surprising.
Nope.
Like, we're really not into Harry Potter.
Totally fine. Me and my sister made a plan to watch all the Harry Potter movies.
I started watching them a couple weeks ago.
Rhea sent me a text that, like, I just was dying. Because she texted me and she was like, yo, so, like, are the Harry Potter movies really that good? And I was like,
the first one's pretty good.
First one's great. I've seen the first one a bunch of times.
Okay, so this question is for me now. What's happening?
All you.
Are
you
filming? Is it my slipper? Like, having, like, I don't know what's going on.
I told you, it looks like she moved into the office.
No, but she's, like, shaking it aggressively.
This is such a mom slipper shake.
She's like house slippers on. Okay, so now this is to me.
It's to you now.
Name Harry, Ron, and Hermione's pets.
And their pets' names, too.
Harry is an owl, Hedwig. Ron is a rat, Scabbers. And Hermione is a cat, Crookshanks.
Correct. Damn, I got to get you on a Harry Potter. All right, 2-0 Rian Fran now. And this question is to Rian Fran. Question number 5. Shout out Brianne from Baltimore. What was the name of Joe Jonas's solo album?
Oh, no, don't do this, Fran. Fast Life, Fast Lane, Fast Life. Fast Lane, Fast Life. Fast Life.
Final answer.
Fast Life, final answer.
Correct.
Yeah. Nice.
Justice for Fast
Life. Oh, my gosh. I was worried for you there.
I know.
All right, 3-0 Rian Fran now. Question number 6 to Gina and Katie. Shout out McKenna from Western New York. Which of these shows did not premiere in 2005? A, The Office, B, Grey's Anatomy, C, Dancing with the Stars, D, Friday Night Lights.
I know The Office did.
All of them. I know.
I think, I'm trying to think of Friday Night Lights. Friday Night Lights was after or before Grey's Anatomy.
10 seconds.
I would think Friday Night Lights would be after Grey's Anatomy. I don't know though.
Five. Yeah. I'm gonna go with Friday Night Lights.
Correct.
Yay! Hey. Nice.
What year was Friday Night Lights?
2006. All right. 3-1 Rian Fran. This question is to Rian Fran. Shout out Haley from Chicago. Name 4 Disney Channel spin-off shows.
Cory in the House, Sweet Life on Deck. Raven's Home and Girl Meets World.
Correct.
Thank you.
Nice.
what she said.
All right, 4-1 Rian Fran. Question number 8 to Gina and Katie. Shout out Morgan from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Nice.
I still read it as Rayleigh.
Yeah.
I just would like everyone to know that. I'll never stop reading it like that. All right. Which movie did Megan Fox and Lindsay Lohan star in together?
Don't want to say Herbie Fully Loaded because I don't think that's it, but...
Go with that. It came to your head.
I don't know. Lindsay Lohan's not in Transformers, I don't think.
Mm.
I don't know. Herbie Fully Loaded.
Incorrect.
Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen.
Oh,
the song started playing in my
that
head.
That girl was. I was like, that's why I wanted you to stop dancing. I was like, you need to give it away.
Correct.
Up every day, wanna be.
Five. I watched that movie like more than I'd like to admit.
It's a great movie.
Your foot is freaking me out.
I'm sorry. It's okay. It's a slipper. I'm sorry. I'm gonna put them away. I'll holster them.
Okay. All right. 5-1 Rian Fran. Question number 9 to Rian Fran. Shout out Haley from Chicago again. List 4 movies in which Beyonce is a featured actress.
Dreamgirls.
Obsessed.
Obsessed.
Dreamgirls, Obsessed.
Pink Panther?
Is it? The Lion King.
Isn't she in Pink Panther? Oh, no. Why don't we go with...
15 seconds.
You're hitting me.
Foxy Cleopatra.
Isn't oh, Austin Powers.
Austin Powers.
Austin Powers Gold Member.
Yeah.
Okay, Austin Powers Gold Member.
Dreamgirls.
Dreamgirls, Obsessed, and The Lion King?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Correct.
Was she in Pink Panther?
She was.
Okay. Why did I just think of Pink Panther?
6-1 Rian Fran. Okay, I'm going to play a movie clip, and you guys tell me what movie this is. This is to Gina and Katie.
Okay, that's Will Ferrell.
I was just gonna say it. I don't know why. I don't know. I don't know who the other voice was.
I'm trying to think. Oh, what's the one with him and Mark Wahlberg, the dad movie?
10 seconds.
Shoot.
Five. Three.
House Party.
Incorrect.
Can you play it one more time?
Yeah.
Is it the other guys?
Is that the one where they're cops?
Eva Mendes, the other guys.
Yeah, yeah.
The other guys?
Yeah.
Correct.
Because that definitely was Mark Wahlberg.
Arnie Palmi alert. Arnie Palmi alert.
I should have played that. Yeah. All right, 7-1. Rhea and Fran. Question number 11 to Rhea and Fran.
We're fucking crushing it. Sorry.
Shout out Savannah from Denver. According to Ethan Kraft from Lizzie McGuire, what is the secret to his glowing hair?
Don't know.
Isn't it just like shampoo? Or like conditioner? Doesn't he like say that he just like conditions or like shampoos twice or something?
I don't know.
10 seconds.
I'm trying to think of the Lizzie McGuire movie because I feel like he mentioned it in there.
No,
but
I don't think
sure.
It's from the movie. I think it's from the show.
5 seconds.
I feel like this is a really stupid answer to just say conditioner, but I Time's feel up. Like it's conditioner, final answer.
Incorrect.
Eggs.
To Gene and Katie.
It's glowing hair.
I feel like for some reason, I don't know why mayonnaise popped in my head.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
That sounds like something like early 2000s Disney Channel would say. Yeah. Go with it. Yeah.
Right, mayonnaise, final answer.
Incorrect. The correct answer is he doesn't repeat on the shampoo bottle. It has directions, lather, rinse, repeat. I don't repeat.
I was close. I knew it was something.
Just simple.
That's what I say. Like he washed, he shampoos twice. Or like doesn't. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. He does. I remember. Remember he's like, I don't repeat.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
All right. Question number 12. This one is to Gina and Katie again, and this is also another Harry Potter question, unfortunately,
wow,
for you guys.
Two Harry Potter questions.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's giving what the people want.
Noah's
you know?
Really trying to get me.
Yeah.
All right. Shout out Haley from Chicago. You guys aren't going to know this, I guess, but yeah. Order these Harry Potter books by length from shortest to longest. Chamber of Secrets, Goblet of Fire, Half-Blood Prince, Order of the Phoenix.
Well, Chamber of Secrets is the first one. That's the shortest. I know that.
I have these in my classroom library, so let me think. I think they will get they get bigger, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
All right, we'll go. She said shortest. You said shortest to longest?
Was it only four books you named?
Only four of them that I named.
Okay.
Say them
so
again.
I think the shortest is...
Can you say them again?
Do you want me to say them again?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Chamber of Secrets, Goblet of Fire, Half-Blood Prince, Order of the Phoenix.
I think it's Chamber of Secrets, Order of the Phoenix, Half-Blood Prince, Goblet of Fire.
Final answer?
Yes.
Incorrect.
Good guess.
Chamber of Secrets... Goblet of Fire, or the Phoenix, Half-Blood Prince.
15.
Chamber of Secrets, Half-Blood Prince.
5.
Chamber of Secrets, Goblet of Fire. No, because that's just in order. Chamber of Secrets, Half-Blood Prince, Goblet of Fire, or the Phoenix. Final answer.
Correct. Damn it. All right, 8-1. Rhea and Fran. Okay, question number four, or question number 13. Shout out Carissa from Boston, and this is to Rhea and Fran. Name three out of the five brothers from Malcolm in the Middle.
I never watched Malcolm in the Middle.
I always shut it off.
Malcolm?
There's one. So it's really only two.
Yeah, no, I don't have a guess. I truly don't think I ever watched one episode of Malcolm
okay,
in the Middle.
Okay, to Gina and Katie.
Malcolm, Reese, Dewey, Francis, and Jamie.
Wow, all of them.
There you go.
All of them.
She's like, no Harry Potter, yeah. But I got Malcolm in the Middle.
I always shut off Malcolm in the Middle. I loved Everybody Hates Chris.
That's a good one. But Malcolm in the Middle is a classic. Bryan Cranston. Yeah.
I never watched it.
8-2.
Okay. Everybody Hates Chris was awesome.
Oh, so good.
I missed that. Yeah.
All right. Question number 14, and this is to Gene and Katie. Shout out Brittany from East Chester, New York. Which of the following people did not voice a character in any Shrek movie? A, Amy Poehler. B, Larry King. C, Seth Rogen. D, Olivia Colman.
I have no idea. I'm going to guess Amy Poehler.
Final answer.
Yes.
Incorrect.
Larry King? Larry King?
A, Amy Poehler. B, Larry King. C, Seth Rogen. D, Olivia Colman.
Seth Rogen. Seth Rogen? I don't think ever did a Shrek movie.
I hope not.
Seth Rogen, final answer.
Incorrect.
Fuck.
Olivia Colman.
Really? I guess I probably, I mean, Amy Poehler voice, maybe should have been the
I have
guess.
The characters here. Amy Poehler voice Snow White in Shrek the Third.
Mm.
Larry King voice.
There's a lot of Shrek movies.
The ugly stepsister in Shrek 2. And Ann Doris in Shrek the Third. And he was in like a ton of Shrek movies.
Wow.
Seth Rogen voiced a ship captain in Shrek the Third.
Huh. Mm. I'm not as familiar with Shrek the Third.
I never saw it.
Unfamiliar. I'm really just a big Shrek. With that piece.
Yeah.
I mean, the first Shrek movie, right? Yeah.
Okay. Final question. This is to Rhea and Fran. Shout out Katie from Marquette. What is the name of the song that features Miley Cyrus on the Jonas Brothers album Lines, Vines, and Trying Times?
Before the Storm. Final answer.
Correct.
Oh, my God. I actually got that question wrong on The Dozen recently, so I'll never get it wrong
again. Oh, really?
But it was named the Jonas Brothers song, and it was lyrics, and the lyrics were from Before the Storm.
Mm.
And it was not coming to me. So, yeah, the fact that you just said that, I was like, as soon as Maya was like, I'm not getting this wrong again.
You said that so confidently, it scared me.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. All right.
Final score, 9-2, Rhea and Fran.
You know what? I sealed the win. I'm sorry, but we were banking on a win. We needed it.
It's okay. We've had some bad losses, but we lost the last close one. Recently. But honestly, we just wanted to talk to you and really thank you for making us a part of history, truly.
Yeah, and you know, I was happy to do it, you know, happy to serve you guys.
And you guys are definitely from Philly. I know I see Katie's champion Gina, you got the
accent.
Yeah. Go Birds. Shout out Sixers
and
single.
Plus the name, I can't. Gina D'Angelo is just the most.
I'm so Philly. Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Love it so much. But yeah, if you want to frame that sweatshirt, just
yeah, I got it on right now.
I knew she had it on.
I mean,
wow. I had to wear it,
truly a golden. It's an icon. It's a relic.
We now need to get one of those sweatshirts and hang it up in here too.
Oh God!
Damn, what if you had that one? Like,
no, I actually think we just need to get a screenshot of that moment and then
hang
frame
it up.
That.
Yeah, we need that.
Thank you guys so much for coming on and playing with us. We really appreciate it. And Noah, if you want to tell them to send their emails.
Oh, sure.
Or, I mean, their sizes.
Yeah, if you guys could email me your sizes.
That's what we normally do at the end
of this game. Yeah, why are you acting shocked? We do this at the end of every game.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. It's been so long that in my mind, it's like only if you want.
Yeah, we do it for everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, if you guys could send me your emails and sizes, then we can send you some merch.
Yeah.
Yeah,
some more
merch
to wear.
For you to wear on.
Thank you so much, you guys. I'll wear it next time. Next time a housewife gets arrested, I'll make sure I have it on.
Thank God.
That's amazing. Thank you guys so much for joining us. It was great meeting you guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
Great meeting you too. Bye.
All right, that wraps up today's episode of Chicks in the Office. We hope you guys enjoyed it. Once again, vote for us at votepca.com. People's Choice Awards, Pop Podcast, Chicks in the Office. You can vote 25 times a day. Voting ends sometimes this week. So make sure you get those votes in or you can tweet about it. We love you guys. Have a great week.